Why do you have to be so stubborn sometimes? Fuck. Are you hurt? It should be pretty obvious with me. I'm in a lot of pain. But I'm fine. I'm holding on. This is ridiculous. You could have left. Everything would have been fine. What was this for, huh? Did my lips seduce you? This isn't a very good situation. Because if you stay here any longer, I will bite you. Just trust me. Second by second, you look more and more appetizing. I don't want you to risk it. However, and me my radio, I have one more message I'd love to make back to home base. How generous of you. Home base. Go fuck yourself. We fought off the Horde. Without your help, obviously. And now, I've been bitten. I don't know how much longer I have, but I have someone else here with me. I'm requesting an evac once more. And if I don't get this evac, so help me God, I will ruin you. I need a minute. I just want to rest for a second, okay? Just a little bit. I promise I'll wake back up. I promise. Oi, hands up. Who are you? Who are the two of you? Why are you here? You need to start explaining before bullets start talking. Put your fucking hands up and gun on the ground right now. Good. Good. Okay. At least you have some brains left. What do you have on you? That Horde? That was your doing. Seems like I overestimated your brain capacity then. How unfortunate. And let me guess, your friend over here fell victim to it? Then let me do her a favor, shall I?
Oi! Fuck are you doing? What are you...
You never do that again, do you understand me? You touch this barrel and I promise you, it'll be the last fucking thing you see. Why are you protecting an infected? She's going to turn. You people are so stubborn sometimes. Why are you out here alone? Do you understand how dangerous it is out here? I'm sure you understand now, at least. So what? You gonna wait for her to turn? You want to fall victim too? Because I can take care of both of you if you want. Weird. I don't know if I can trust you, but... Right. You keep your damn distance. Understood? Saving your friend. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, there is no vaccine, but there's something to fight against infection. She'll be infected, but at the same time she won't. Are you fine with that? Or do you want to see her die? Yeah, didn't think so. Right. Just need to prepare it. Right. Just drink up slowly. There we go. Where's the bite wound? It's around stage 2 at this point. Okay. What I need to do is clean out the wound real quick. How long ago has it been since you fell asleep? Okay. Now. I need to flush it out with some disinfectant. I've done this many times before. Not everyone is ready to lose someone they love due to the infection. So I help. I didn't want to die. I was too afraid to. But at the same time, I wasn't afraid. I managed to develop this too. Stop the infection, but at the same time keep it. It allows you to have a few benefits. But it depends on the person. Let's close this up now. Just a little more. Nearly there. Doing so good. There. You know, one thing I couldn't help but notice is that you don't have a raincoat on when it's just pissing it down with rain. You just don't seem to come very prepared, huh? You'll get sick if you go out there.
I don't know how far your base is. If you have one. I don't know if your friends are out there looking for you. If you wish to return back to them, you can. But good luck explaining why she randomly snarls or decides to bite at you randomly. She's infected, no doubt about it. And people will probably want to kill her. Unless they understand her like we do. What she is. How rude of me. My name is Angelina. My name used to be Lady Angelina, but titles don't seem to really fit in the middle of an apocalypse, and this world can do so much to just fuck you over. So fucking much. I didn't think I'd come close to dying. But that fucker latched on so damn hard. It was terrifying. Yet here I remain. With this motherfucker to prove that I'm also infected. It's a disgusting scar, really, but it's a bit of a reminder at the same time. Fuck. They're getting closer. The infected. You can sense them in a way that they have a certain smell, and it just alerts you. Look, I have a group of my own. I can take you there. I know you have no reason to trust me, even though I just saved your friend's life, but there is a lot of us there. People who are just like her, and people who I have saved. Sure, you'll be the only human there. Well, one of the only humans there. But if you accept, I can bring you along to meet a few of them. However, she is going to be knocked out for a while. Her body is supposed to transform. Her body was supposed to be taken by the virus already. But now, I have given her something to counteract it, and her body's going to be at a continuous battle for a little while. If you come with me, I'll bring you to safety. It's not too far from here, I promise. You need to make the decision for her. Either you stay and you take her back to wherever you came from, or you come with me. Trust me, I don't bite. Sometimes. Come on, let's get going. The scent is getting a lot stronger now. What's your choice? And that's episode 3. Thank you all so much for watching. Remember to make your decision in the community tab poll. It'll be there. It's still quite a lot of fun to me. I love doing apocalypse stuff and vampire stuff and just... I love stories in general. Holy shit, man. Okay, I need to stop. If you all have a good start to your week, so a good rest of your week, whenever you're reading this, hearing this, listening, whatever, yes. Love you all. Take care of yourselves. I'll be streaming again this week, so be on the lookout for the announcements. Love you. Bye!